Hi, I'm Martin, and you're listening to Kaput Radio. You may have noticed in a recent program the massive protest against unconventional gas fracking in Bentley. A large group of people from all walks of life participated, and so did a number of musicians. This program presents a short interview with one of these, an experienced political campaigner and songwriter. Welcome to Luke Vassella.
Hi, Martin.
Thank you. Really glad I can get you for the community radio to speak a little bit about your personal experience there.
Yeah, sure.
Sort of what sticks in the mind, what sort of was outstanding, what was so surprising, and how you felt.
Yeah, well, it was pretty, like looking back, you know, for the few months distance, it was a pretty overwhelming experience for most people that were involved, I think. For me, because I live in Lismore, it was like a daily ritual to go out. I used to go out in the mornings and just be at the greet the dawn and sing a few songs with whoever was there. And it was that ritual, being there every morning, was I really, really. I suppose I miss it, but I'm glad that it did stop at some point.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think there was a lot of. It was great to stand with friends and neighbours and strangers, who you know we were all a very mixed bunch of folks, but all had the common cause together that we were all on the same page with, and it was really amazing.
It was old folks and young folks and even children, I noticed. No?
Yeah,
conservatives,
everything.
Progressives, it didn't matter. It seemed to melt all together. No?
Yeah, and the also just, I suppose, the way that, you know, just people were so, you know, things just happened that needed to happen. Just, I mean, I didn't live on site there, so I have the perspective of, you know, someone going back home to my family, back home, and then coming out and sharing song and just being there. But you know, it's just the way that things got fixed or things adjusted or evolved to help to make things work better. That was quite something to see, you know.
Mm. And you're not new in this. So you've been campaigning for years, aren't you?
Well, yeah, I suppose I sort of... I've been singing about it since about early 2012.
Right.
And I guess it's become something that I've just been writing a lot of. I think I've written 10 or 11 songs related to the topic now of unconventional gas. It's been I've never really taken issue. Like I'm not really a protest singer, or haven't been until recently.
Sort of on old political issues of people's power, you know, that's sort of what it came across to me like that from the distance. And it's particularly evocative because it is actually for the next generation important, not so much for me, old geezer, you know.
Yeah.
But for the young people, what's the prospect for their lives? So that came out of it a little bit.
Yes. And
this is a global thing too, isn't
it? Very, think globally, act locally, you know, that slogan. Mm. It's probably one of Benny's banners. And I think it's probably as much of about, you know, I'm a person. I didn't grow up here, but I've been here for about 20 years. I grew up in down Newcastle, you know, the steel coal city. that's where I out of town there. But I have, I had a great affection, great love for this place up here, this, you know, the north coast, and seeing, you know, this. I suppose the way this could really fracture our democracy and fracture our community, and you know, let alone the coal seams and all the tight sandstone. You know, it also fractures the harmony of our society. And we're not a perfect society, of course, but you know, we you know, those of us that feel we want to make it better somehow, you know. And yeah,
it's this old thing with the corporations having power for their so-called anonymous shareholders. Nobody knows who they are, but this power versus people's interests and people's livelihood in this case, and particularly farmers up there.
Yeah, well, you know, I sort of.
And that's also the global issue, apparently. You know, I heard in the UK and in America it's very similar.
Sometimes I feel even a bit, you know, it seems to me it's a cultural. We need to have a cultural reevaluation too. Like, it seems sometimes I think, gee, it's a bit unfair to be picking on the gas miners. Sometimes, because it seems that this is just a symptom of our wider economics and cultural priorities, you know.
It's neoliberalism at work, you know.
But in how you know, how farmers have been pushed to the wall with the value of agriculture and those sort of things, I guess, and then. So the resource companies, they're easy pickings. Yeah. You know, they're in a position, they're in debt, or they're
most
in trouble.
Visible, yeah.
You know, they're in trouble, and you know, they.
Well, we have started talking about the banks who are financing this, and so that's at least one little step further than my generation did.
Yeah, well, I think that's what you meant with the cultural
review. You know, it needs to be reviewed whether this is the way to go into the future.
Yeah,
you know?
I think so. Mm. There's lots of. You know, lots of questions it brings up, doesn't it? You know, like, certainly a lot of things I wasn't aware of or conscious of so much before this came along. So, you know, it's a bit of a awakening from my awareness, you know, as a sort of a, I don't know, whatever class of person I am. But, you know, it's certainly a time of, you know, re-evaluation and
the earth is in crisis. I mean, it's ultimately up to us, to ourselves, where we want to go.
It certainly seems that way. And I just came back from singing out at Gunnedah at AgQuip, the big agricultural field day, and I sang for the Northwest Alliance at the Northwest Alliance stand. There it was, a group of farmers, Lock the Gate sort of farmers, and Michael Caton, the actor, was there, and he's...
Oh, here comes your...
Oh, thank you so much.
Refreshment.
Beautiful.
Shall we have a break, or I'll just sort of finish this off?
Yeah. Well, I'll just say, you know, it was really good to be out there in to see the farmers, to sing my experience here in the Northern Rivers out there, but you can see the strain this is all taking on people, you know. I could really see that. And and of course, we saw the Australian story, the Drew Hutton's story there the other few weeks ago. So I think it's important to maintain our personal, peace. in all this is really important too, you know. It's, it takes a lot of strain. I could see that on people's face out there, and they're certainly under a lot of stress. So, yeah, power to the peaceful.
Well, thank you for that commentary of yours.
Pleasure, Martin. Thanks for stopping by.
Website to point to?
Or? Oh, yeah, just my website, Luke Vassella. I'm lukevassella.com, two S's, two L's. And you'll find me on, there's heaps of things on YouTube. I've been putting my music out there just on the YouTube as I've been writing it. But I'm working on a new album at the moment of North Coast sort of celebrating and appreciating the North Coast sort of songs, and hopefully enjoying the more enjoyable songs, more Yes and Celebration songs rather than no Stop CSG songs. I'd like to hopefully turn a new corner.
Well, that's wonderful. Thank you very much.
My pleasure. Thanks, man.
Thank you for listening. You can find the web link for Luke's website on the page of this program at radio4all.net. This was Kaput Radio. I'm Martin, and I'll catch you all again.
Thank you so much, you guys.